Good morning, Patriots. It is Saturday. Unbelievable. And man, I love Saturdays. Because with Saturdays, after the show, I'll tell you straight up, I go back to sleep for about 3 hours, and I look forward to it every week. All right, top of the hour, right from the beginning. Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one major mission, two events, same time, different locations, 9 miles apart. One ticket, both events. So go on over to bardsfest.com, purchase a family arena ticket for the indoor event, and with that you get both events access, which is the second event is the family celebration space. We have indoor and outdoor things going on. It's really just the festival space. One is kind of the lecture and revival space. The other is the celebration space, easiest way to put it. And so they're 9 miles apart, 14 minutes drive difference between the two. So there you go. So get your family arena tickets, get access to both events. You can get those tickets at bardsfest.com or bardsfm.com/bardsfest. You want to be there. It's going to be literally one of the greatest revivals in human history, if not the greatest revival in human history. It is amazing. It is stunning. So get on over there and get your tickets, and you want to be there. We have an amazing list of speakers and performers, and it's going to be really something to be part of. Some of those performers or some of those speakers include Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, Mike Lindell, Shemaine Nugent, and the list goes on. Great pastors, John Benzinger, Greg Locke, Travis Graham, Tony Wood, Casper McLeod. Again, it's going to be sermons every day, celebration of God and country. God and country, stress God. That's what we're there for. So this is going to be an amazing assembly of patriots from all over the country, and we're live streaming, and so they'll be participating from all over the world as well. Truly an event that I think will change the nature of the fight and change the strength of patriots, because we'll be able to come together and really start to see our fellowship and strengthen God. Again, the 26th to the 29th of August. You want to be there, St. Charles, Missouri. Speaking of Mike Lindell, he's going to be speaking on the 27th of August at both the indoor and the outdoor event. On that day, we're going to be doing what we're calling Slipper Revolution, so make sure you have your My Slippers. That's to celebrate Mike Lindell and do the symbolic throat stomping of evil. You're going to need a pair of My Slippers. And how do you get those My Slippers? You go over to MyPillow.com. Among the many other great products they have, and today is also the last day of their sale for 6-towel set of American-grown cotton for $39.99. You use your Bards promo code BARDS, BARDS for great savings. And away you go. And finally, last night, last night's podcast posted here in a little bit. We launched Expedition Coffee, XPED. Expedition Coffee, a great energy and health coffee, unique. I don't think there's anything like it on the market. That we launched last night. So you can find that at expeditioncoffee.com, or you can go to bardsfm.com/coffee. You'll see the logo on the icon on the front page. You can see it on the top of the menu bar. This is an amazing health coffee to boost your immune system, to give you healthy aspects to what your body needs in this fight. It's an energy and immune-boosting coffee unlike anything we've ever seen before. I've been using it for weeks. It's fantastic. So head on over to bardsfm.com/coffee or just bardsfm.com. Click on the coffee, Expedition Coffee logo, or go to expeditioncoffee.com. You can't miss it. We've got all sorts of ways you can get there. Easy. And that's XPED, not EX, XPED. Someone just asked, does it have CBD in it? No, it does not. It's not a CBD-based coffee. It has amino acids. It has a lot of other very healthy aspects to boost the immune system. You want to listen to that interview with Dr. Napudi from last night, which will be up here in a little bit. That goes through all the details of that coffee. It's amazing. All right. John 3, 17 to 19. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because the works of evil. There's too much going on in our world where people take life casually. And part of the works of darkness, the works of Lucifer, are to change the responsibility of the world into some sort of lackadaisical experience where we can do whatever we want and not have any accountability. That key word, accountability, is central to so much of what we're experiencing now, or the lack thereof of accountability. It is a rather stunning experience to witness. Without accountability, anything happens, literally, and we are there. It is like we are looking into the pits of hell right now. We are seeing a chaos, a randomness, an unexplainable inversion on every single thing. And the craziest part about all of this, as we watch and witness this world from our position with God and Christ in our heart, is as we witness this world, which it's stunning to witness, as we find it increasingly more impossible to accept, increasingly part of a world we are not even connected to, what we are witnessing is those that choose to ignore the love of God are finding it increasingly more normal. That's the most profound thing about this whole experience and time we're in. That those who have rejected God are finding this world around us to be their new normal, truly, as a new world. That's why I've mentioned many times this concept of a bifurcation of the world. It's a world where we are literally, as if we are literally sitting in Lazarus's place next to Abraham as they are looking over at Hades, where the rich man is now trying to wet his lips because he's burning up. We're witnessing a world like that right now. And there is an increasing chasm between the two sides. And our eagerness is to try to solve things. And yet if we're careful and pay attention to what's going on, our worlds themselves are not affected by this. If we're deep in our relationship with Christ and with God, I would argue, and I'm sure somebody will give me an exception, but our worlds are not being touched by this crazy world out here. We hear the noise and clamor at the gate. We hear the threats and the attempts to try to bring us in to their world, but we're not being pulled in. The central part to all of this is free will, and you'll notice how they keep waffling on this. They keep saying we're going to mandate, for example, injections, and then they back off and say, well, no, we didn't really mean that. Then they'll say things like, we're going to mandate lockdowns. Oh, no, we didn't really mean that. Well, there's more lockdowns coming. All of this is a choice of free will. And this back and forth issue that they're doing is a psychological game of trying to break your will to where you will give in. And it's where the relationship with God and Christ becomes more important than ever. Having standing firmly with Christ in our heart is that strength that does not allow any of that they're doing to touch you. It is literally as if we are walking with the devil right now. meaning not with him as in partnership, but in parallel with him in step, because he's trying to pull us over and we're going, no, thanks. No, not today, devil. Well, come on over. No, thanks. Not today, devil. Hey, I've got something else for you. No, thanks. Not today, devil. It's over and over and over. And as we say, every time we say no, it gets more intense. All right, I'm gonna yank you over. No, you're not, devil. Thank you. No, thanks today, devil. I'm gonna inject you. No, you're not. No, thanks. Not today, devil. It's just constant. But that strength that we have with Christ and with that walk in God through Christ to the Father, it's a foundation that we can't fall off of unless we choose. This world we are in is a crazy world right now. And it's like I say, it's Lucifer's world. We're witnessing this world that Lucifer wants. And those that are playing in it are finding it to be normal because those that are playing in it have already given up on God. Sadly, if they awaken to what has happened, if they awaken to that relationship of God, they will be stunned. They will be absolutely stunned. Remember Amos 8:11. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And here we are. But again, it's about where we walk and how we place our faith and what we place as value, our treasures. Matthew 6:19-24. Do not lay up yourselves treasure. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The central force of control of this entire cabal is money. It's the worship of money. It's the obsession with money. It's the control through money. Look at what just happened with the attack for Media Matters and the Bard's Fest event at the Powerplex, where the family event is. Working with Eventbrite, they canceled the sales of that event and refunded the money, thinking they were going to deter people. They haven't deterred anybody. But that's their idea, is that if we control your money, we control the event. So what did we do? What has happened now? Through prayer, God's led this very clearly. We have one event. It's a family arena. It's still tickets are selling. We simply give tickets away to the other. You can't take away that which they cannot control. And if the money avenue is how they control, then Patriots can decide to attend. And if Patriots decide to give from their heart, that's the Patriots' choice. You take away their elements of control. And with it, more will come. See, this is the process, is that we have to look in God's eyes through the world, not through the eyes that we have been given. And unfortunately, money is one of those that if your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness because it continues to see things through the lens of money. I can't tell you how many people I talk to, they will say, man, I want to get involved in this fight, but I need to be paid X number of dollars, or my business is... it's worth so much and I can't afford to do this unless I sell my business or build my business or something. And I'm like, okay, that's your choice. But here's the bottom line. If you are not putting everything into this fight right now and putting Christ's heart in your heart, and the bottom line is this, if we lose this, as Mike Lindell understands very clearly, by the way, I want to emphasize this, it doesn't matter what salary you make. It doesn't matter what business you have. It's not going to exist. It is not going to exist. God's not giving you this as an option. It's not like, oh, well, if you would like to enlist, you may. And if you choose not to participate and go on your merry way and get make some more money, everything's going to be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. In fact, there's a consequence that comes out of this. In this bifurcation of the world, which is happening, don't deny it. I mean, no one can deny it. It's just that simple. We've got two worlds. We have those that are standing over here with God that are very clearly standing firm. They're getting all sorts of titles. We're getting everything from QAnon, QAnon militias. Oh, by the way, me, like, I decide I want to be a warlord. That's okay. Whatever. And if we're standing on the side of choices, we're being called crazy Christians, anti-vaxxers, patriotic nationalists. That's the latest, one of the latest ones. As if that's bad. All of these terms they're trying to weave in to put us all in one category. At the end of the day, what they're trying to show is that if we have Christ and God in our heart, we are terrorists. To them, we are. Because what we represent is a liberty and freedom that breaks from the system's control. Those that are within the control of the system worship the system as if it's God. It's not just a system. It is a worship that they're in. It's a theology of believing that the state will take care of them like God takes care of us. And when we talk about stepping outside of that, and we're standing firm over here saying, no, not going to play your system, we're disrupting their system. We're disrupting their God, their worship. So we do become terrorists to them. As in a way, they become terrorists to us. The difference is that we're trying to reach them and say, hey, come on over. What they're trying to tell us is, get on over here or we're going to make you come. Big difference. We give the option of free will. They give the option of mandate. We encourage choice and awakening and the embracing of God for the true understanding of liberty. They say they dictate rules, laws, and how we must act and behave. These are two opposite worlds. They are not united. They are falling farther apart. And that's good. Because we're seeing truly where the line of God's children are and those that want to be enslaved. If we're walking with fear in our heart and anxiety in our heart, we're walking with the devil. Not, and I mean hand in hand at that point. Those are the devil's tools. That's Lucifer's control element that gets into us. And as we worship fear, we are worshiping him. We are not worshiping God. And the more fear that we accept in our lives, the more that we are worshiping the path of the darkness. Hence, when our eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great in is the darkness? And through all of this, it isn't just to be able to say, well, you know, I believe in God. Okay, good. But it's the principle of what that represents. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Through him. Through Christ to the Father. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Through Christ to the Father. You can believe in God, and believe me, that's fantastic. But without Christ, it's without Christ in your heart, it is not the keystone to have you leave this matrix. Our world right now, as it is laying so many traps to keep people in, to prevent people from escaping. And when we are trying to go after the traps or break the traps, we are going to be a perpetual cycle of trying to disarm traps rather than a simple step of leaving the game, their game. And no matter how many traps we try to disarm, there will never be enough time in our lives to disarm all the traps. Never. The only way out is the acceptance of Christ in our heart, because that's the keystone. That's the ticket where we step across the line. We step into God's world and we are set free through Christ to the Father. But in this time, those traps, one of those greatest traps is money. Again, it has always been money. And when you water everything down to what they're doing and what they're saying, it comes down to a simple function. It's some sub-function or primary function of these words, buy. You must buy. They break small businesses to make you dependent on their corporate monsters. They take away the individual opportunities and choice to make you dependent on their corporate beasts. They take away your job and livelihood to give you money, which they dictate and control. Universal basic income, some sort of stimulus money, whatever you want to call it, unemployment checks. It's working, by the way. The number of businesses that can't get employees because they want to sit on their butt and receive free money from the government. That is here. God did not intend us to be lazy and sit and do nothing, to receive some check or fake mana from the state. And that's exactly what they're doing. This, as these people wander in the desert, They are given Lucifer's version of mana, which is the stimulus check to keep them pacified, not let them be awakened. And as we start to see supply chain shifts and small businesses put out, they're forcing them into this one channel of purchase, which is going to be just the businesses and corporations they control. They'll take many faces. But in the end, it'll just be a handful of corporations that own the entire thing. There will be no choice in freedom in this new world. It will simply be another version of vanilla that you're choosing every single day, thinking that it's a flavor, but it's not. This is the world of the trap. This is the world of the Matrix. This is the world of Lucifer's making. And all it will cost you is to trust in him. Take a shot, you'll be good. That's kind of the final step. Considering that as we sit in this period of time and as we trust in God and as we awaken in a deeper level, because every time they push on us, and it began with knowledge, and as we begin with knowledge and they pushed on us, we became deeper and deeper in our faith. The harder they pushed into the knowledge, the deeper we went into faith. The harder they tried to take away the access to knowledge, the deeper we've moved into faith for many. But as that's happened, as the spiritual awakening has come about and they've lost control of the narrative, now watch what they're doing, because it's interesting. They're, in my opinion, they are very aware of the spiritual awakening. They're fearful of it. Because it's the ultimate nail in the coffin. So what do? You activate the many years of deep programming. You use the words such as pandemic, viral infections, breakout infections, breakthrough infections, the new Delta, Lambda, Epsilon, Gamma, Hotel, India, X-ray, Zulu. When you get to Zulu, you know it's bad. We haven't got there yet, but oh my goodness, if you get to a Zulu breakout variant, you better start run and recover, baby. That is it. That is Zulu warriors coming to get you in the viral form. They will eat you up. Add a Greek letter and people lose their mind. Oh, it's a Delta Lambda Epsilon variant. It's not just, we're long past the Alpha variant, he said yesterday. We're long past that. Ah, that Alpha variant. I didn't even know we had one. But apparently it was so big and so fast, it zipped right through and wiped out half the population. And then we had the Beta, and now we're into the Epsilon, and now we had Epsilon and that vanished, and now we're into the Lambda, I think. I don't even know what else is next. It's unbelievable. It's stunning how fast and how vicious the billions of people that have been destroyed on the face of this earth because of this virus. The body counts are immense. If you go outside, I'm sure you'll notice in your own neighborhood the stacks of human bodies that have stood up. The rot and the smell and the flies that are laying there because it's everywhere. The bulldozers have now come in to pick up all the bodies and pile them into big mass graves and burn them so they can contain this horrific breakout. It's incredibly how bad it is. The breakdown of whole infrastructure. There's no way that anything works anymore. The troops on the ground to round up communities and force inject them. This is the picture they painted. And they've done it successfully because they've spent years putting that in their programming. In TV and movies, and people have been addicted to this sort of fear porn. The injection of adrenaline to go in and see a film. It's like, oh man, that was crazy, dude. Did you see that film Hollywood did? Man, it was unbelievable. And the seed is set. When we talk about sowing seeds, and we talk about sowing seeds of love and God's light, do you not think that Lucifer understands that better than us? They've been sowing seeds of fear and anxiety for years, and that's all it is. And we've been walking along, keeping our guard down, allowing Lucifer to plant all those seeds within us, and then when they call it out and they go, pandemic. Cue pandemic, please. And they go, click, cue pandemic. And people go, oh, the world is over. The sky is falling. Death be to us. Let us worship thee who gives us thy mask. Let the mask God arrive and give us freedom through thy salvation of thy mask. What else must we do, O great mask God? And the mask God spoke. And the mask God said to the masses, you must bow down to me. You must take my injection to save your life, for I have presented to you a substance that within your body shall protect you better than the true one God's protection. I, for thy, have given you something great, a change in your DNA, your mRNA, to change you forever, to make you better, superior, stronger. I will make you Superman. And then on occasion I might update you the way I think is best for you. And they say, oh, humble myself before thee, O Mask God. For, O Mask God, I will worship thee. And in exchange, please make me superhuman. Oh, yes, I shall, O thee, little ones. Just come to me, and I shall inject you. And hence the game continues. And the darkness settles in. And those that were once the children of God have now become the subjects of Lucifer. And so as we witness this craziness before us, this separation of the worlds, we are literally looking into the eye of the storm being Lucifer's world as he would make it. And those that are playing around are finding this joy, this celebration of control, the excitement that thy great mask God has come down and saved them. A great mascot has come down and given them hope and salvation through a gag that goes on your face of the perfection of what God gave you. Cover it, please, he says. Cover it. Do the people not see that? It's so unbelievable. Cover thy face, please, for your perfection is gleaming at me with light. I can't stand it. So instead, I must encourage you for fear that you will poison my darkness, that you will show the light of God upon me. Please cover thy face, so that I can no longer have to look upon thy perfection in which God gave you. But instead, I can walk happily knowing that you as a willful fool listen to me, and I can mock the one God, the great God, and tell him, see your children how stupid they are. See your children how foolish they are. See your children, God, how great God you say you are, how easy it's been for me to manipulate them and take them to the slaughter. That's the game. And in the process, we that stand strong with God witness this and say, God, what can we do? What have we done? And we must hold the line. Matthew 6:25-27. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? And which of you is being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And yet, the threat of the virus that only killed 0.01% of the entire global population, or something less than that, less than a common cold, in fact. And which of you being anxious can add a single hour to his lifespan? And yet that was the entire premise of this attack, that I shall save you, O great foolish children, as the mass God. I will give you something that God cannot. I will give you an injection. And the Pied Piper of drugs spoke, and the many fell to their knees and bowed, and they rolled up their sleeves and thrust them forward and said, prick me, O great mass God, prick me. Prick me and let me be, O great mass God. And they succumbed to his will. This is a real fight. And it's a fight for the soul of humanity. And we, as we sit and do our mission in this world, for we are not of this world, but we do our mission in this world. It is our task to pass on these teachings of Christ to the many and to get Christ in people's hearts, to free them from the binds and chains in which Lucifer is rapidly putting around them. If only these speeches, if only these talks were metaphorical, if only these talks were simply a pulpit-pounding speech, but they're not. That's the most amazing part about this. We are literally witnessing the world of darkness evolve right before us. People have said, what is hell? Hell is outside your door. Simply look at how these people are living and what is being put upon them, and look at the plans that are laid for them. Not plans of the God that knows, our God that knows why we are here, but plans for them to imprison them, entrap them, enslave them for an eternity, and they're blind to it. And it's only through that salvation that they can be freed. They can walk around all day long and say, I believe in God. Well, okay, good. Now you need to get Christ in your heart, because it is through Christ to the Father. You are not escaping this mess if you don't do that. Through Christ to the Father. As the awakening of the Spirit rises, as the awakening of the to God, the one true God, the awakening of the soul awakens, is it any shock that they roll out the one thing that can mute the soul, destroy the heart, corrupt the brain, and leave the body maimed, and ultimately create a shell of what it once was, with the parts of replacement grown by Lucifer in the labs? Of course not, because they fear what is coming. They fear a simple fact. Then as we awaken and as we stand boldly, as we ourselves walk in the path in the body of Christ, even they must bow before us, for we are the children of God. And they fear nothing more than that. And it is the greatest fear that they have, because through us God lives. And before us, even they must bow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the time each day that we come together to reflect very deeply on the words of Scripture, your words and the words of wisdom passed to us. Lord, let us be awake in our hearts. Let us be, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Let the eye of our bodies be the lamp, the light for a healthy body and healthy soul. Let us not be deceived. Let us see clearly what we are witnessing before us, the true nature of Lucifer's trap, and with it give us the words, Lord, the approach, the ability, the opportunities to awaken as many as possible to leave that matrix and to join this walk with you and back to home. Let us never forget that we are not of this world, but rather doing work in this world. And that work is guided by your hand in all things that we do. May you bless us in each of those steps. May we honor you in each of our breath. May we fill our heart full with the love of Jesus Christ, your Son and Savior. And may we use that to heal not only ourselves, but heal those around us as we raise up the many. Lord, in such a time as this, we are blessed to be here in where we are. And we are blessed to be given each the mission that we have, whatever that mission is before us. Let us never forget the importance of each one's voice and actions. That it is not about the many, but about the one. And to remember to focus daily on the one, to bring the one from darkness, one at a time. And Lord, we pray that you will guide us with the strength necessary to stand up to this evil, to stand in the gap, to remember the strength of what it is to be Christian, to be of the love of Christ, to never waver, and to press into this fight, into this evil, to crush it, to expose it to light, to be heard, to be bold, and to do so with a humble walk, grace in our step, yet the ferocity of righteous indignation in our heart. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. The humble warrior is an artful warrior, a powerful warrior. We seek not ego. We seek not fame. We have all that we need within us when we walk with Christ. There's no need to boast. There's no need to brag. There's no need to claim victory for ourselves or success for ourselves. For all things are given to us by God, for He is the great giver and creator of all. And when we can accept that and give the proper credit to how our life is, we are truly coming closer to Him as one and part of Him. And Lucifer has no grip or control over that. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers are the foundations of what we do. Prayers are our connection with one another. Prayers are our strength in God. Keep our prayers flowing. Pray for healing. Pray for strength. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. Let's be there with Him. Have a blessed Saturday, Patriots. It's a beautiful Saturday. Take time. Look up. Thank God for all that is around us. I'll see you tonight for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time. God bless, and out for now.
In the night, we were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly away.
Dark sky and thunder on of Eden, running with the wolves to freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside, a revival.